Tonight at 6, one of the founders of the Little Free Library movement will speak at the Fayetteville Public Library. Todd Bowl had the idea to construct a small cabinet-like library and place it near the sidewalk in front of his home. Now there are thousands across the world, including about 50 in Northwest Arkansas. Yesterday, he told us the phenomenon has taken off in ways he couldn't imagine.
It's kind of interesting because people get all excited, especially if they find the book that they thought they'd find, or that they were looking for, or they decide to read something. We have lots of stories that come into us where not only does that happen, what you're saying, but we'll hear stories of where children will walk by, teenagers, and they'll say, well, I've never read a book, but maybe now is a good time. So we hear that. And the other thing that's quite fascinating is we'll have like neighborhoods where there's maybe four or five libraries close to each other, and they'll band together and form one Facebook. And then they'll have events. They'll have storytelling of Dr. Seuss one day, and they'll have cookies and lemonade. And then maybe they'll have great-grandpa so-and-so, who was in the Bataan March, talk to the kids. And so they'll end up having community, in these neighborhoods, they'll have community events surrounding the Little Free Libraries. And another thing that's happened to us from librarians have done this for us, is we have about 50-plus in Ghana, and in Africa. We're in over 40 countries. And librarians here have said, I want to support a library in a developing country. But I don't want to just support the library. I want to talk to the children. I want to Skype with them. I want to blog with them. I want to Facebook with them. I want to share stories. And some groups even want to write stories together. And so we're starting to find that not only is this a neighborhood local connection, but we're starting to find that this is a neighborhood connection globally.
Todd Bowl helped create the Little Free Library movement, and we'll discuss it tonight at 6 at the Fayetteville Public Library. You can hear a longer interview with him during an upcoming edition of Ozarks at Large.